It's the 14th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Police and Crime Commissioner and Chief Constable Accountability Meeting, which took place a week and a half ago, reviewed the county's recent crime figures. According to press report data presented by PCC Festus Akinbusawai, Bedfordshire crime numbers have decreased and are among the lowest in England and Wales. Trevor Roddenhurst, the Chief Constable, said that more people than ever contact the police, but for different reasons, and believes the decline in offences is due to the implementation of new processes. He says, "We've got more deployable resources because we're upskilling our people and they're becoming effective. We're responding quicker, we're answering the phone quicker." He added, "I'd like to think that's a sign of a plan coming together." A Bedford Town shoplifter was caught by the Bedford Community Policing Team after stealing items from the New Look clothing store on Midland Road. CCTV identified the woman after she initially evaded police. She was later arrested and the stolen goods were returned. A skirmish between two male groups in Bedford Park has led to two arrests. Police attended the incident last Tuesday afternoon where a machete and two knives were confiscated. Police then issued a Section 60 order allowing for the stop and search of individuals outside Bedford Park perimeter, which included Manton Lane, Park Avenue and Clapham Road. The two men were detained by police for questioning. A Franchoise Longour monkey was recently born at Whipsnade Zoo about a month ago, but now needs a name. Zookeepers are asking the public for suggestions in anticipation of the Monkey Forest's habitat opening on the 29th of March. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.